So I was at Sana'a University this morning, where a huge prayer was being held. Thousands and thousands of protesters gathered by the gates of the university to mourn the death of seven protesters who were killed in violence last weekend. The protests started peacefully, but as soon as the prayers had finished, some anti-government protesters set fire to a car at the end of this mile-long stretch of road, and the sight of this billowing smoke attracted the attention of all these protesters, who then began surging towards it. Now, eyewitnesses told me that Yemeni soldiers started opening fire on these protesters who were trying to march out of the university area. They were then later joined by plain-clothed pro-government supporters who also fired upon these protesters from the roofs of nearby houses. So I then went to the nearby hospital, which is actually a mosque, which has been turned into a hospital. And there were hundreds and hundreds of people being brought in. It was a chaotic scene. People had been shot in the chest, in the legs. I saw at least 20 people who had been shot dead, shot in the back of the head. They were lined out on the floor in the main prayer room of the mosque. And people were being ferried off to the hospital in ambulances. Generally, just a chaotic scene. The doctors were under-equipped. They ran out of bandages at one point, and this is what would be seen as a seriously violent crackdown on these protesters who have been gathering outside the university for a month now.
What does the nature of the wounds say about those who did it?
An Indian doctor told me that whoever had been firing on these protesters were shooting to kill. They weren't shooting to try and injure them or to disperse them. They were shooting in order to kill them. As I said, I saw three people who had gaping wounds in the back of their head and who'd been shot in the back of their head, which suggests they may have been running away as they were fired upon.